He's only the ninth man to be appointed Archbishop of Sydney and is stepping into the job at a tough time for the Catholic Church. Last night, the Vatican appointed the Bishop of Parramatta, Anthony Fisher, to the role vacated by Cardinal George Pell. Anthony Fisher, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Please, all your listeners, please pray for me.
Well, after yesterday's counter-terror raids, what many of your people will be thinking this morning is that these are testing times for our community. Some are afraid, some are angry, and some in the Muslim community are feeling targeted and isolated. What would you say to them?
A few things I'd say. One is I grew up in Lakemba. I know this very area where there is a tension at the moment, and we lived very well with our neighbours then, and I think there's every reason why Australia should continue to give the world the example of people of every nationality and religion and background being able to live as neighbours. And I think at times like this we need the wisdom of the great spiritual traditions about restraint, about peacemaking, about humanitarian concern for each other, about respect for each other's religious beliefs and for religious liberty.
At times like these, some people might think that religion is the problem, not the solution.
I think that people will have all sorts of reasons and excuses, as they've had at different times through history, to turn on each other in their own interests. But certainly, if I'm to be true to my religion, I have to be a force for peacemaking and a force for restraint.
And being true to your religion, how will you bear witness to truth in a church that's been shattered by these cases of child sex abuse?
I think that the Catholic Church is going through a period of well-deserved public scrutiny and even humiliation, and certainly self-examination, but I hope we'll emerge from that purified, humbler, more compassionate, perhaps spiritually regenerated. There's still a lot that the Church can do for this society and for its own members, and I think that's only going to happen if we regain people's trust by making sure we do these things much better in the future.
And how do you do that? How do you bear witness to that truth?
I'm absolutely determined. No excuses, no cover-ups. We're going to take every victim seriously, do all we can to help the survivors and all those affected by child sexual abuse, and to put in place whatever we can to make sure this never happens again. And I think the Royal Commission and the general discussion in our community will give us a lot of leads on how to do that.
And how will you deal with any future accusations? Will you take them straight to the police?
I will deal with them immediately, certainly according to the law. I hope that we'll have very good relationships with the police and with the other groups that are concerned for child protection, and that we'll immediately collaborate with them fully.
Now, Pope Francis has said that the Church must end its obsessions with teachings on abortion, contraception and homosexuality, or collapse like a house of cards. Do you agree with him?
I think that it's very important that the Church always, first and foremost, be preaching Jesus Christ and the mercy of God. And I think his point is that if we get stuck on particular moral questions and don't look at the bigger picture of the human person and of their relationship with God and with a community, with family, with friends, that we won't understand where those particular teachings fit into the bigger picture. I'm an idealist about human life. I think that we can all be better, and I think those teachings help us to be better, but we don't want to lose sight of the big picture, which is our great friendship with God and his concern for us.
How do you change the disposition of the Church, and perhaps the way that Pope Francis has, to make it more open to people?
I think that if we're going to regain people's confidence in this country, then I think Pope Francis is giving us a great lead at the moment by his openness and his humility. I think a lot of people who perhaps have been rather disengaged from religion have found Pope Francis's charisma, his friendship, his obvious friendship with all of humanity, very attractive, and so they're a bit interested, they're a bit open at the moment, and I think we in Australia have to build on that and draw back the people who perhaps have been disillusioned or disconnected from their own spiritual tradition for a long time.
And how does the Church become a strong moral voice in society again when it's been so damaged by these child sex abuse allegations?
Well, I'm convinced the Catholic Church has done an enormous amount for the building of this nation through its parishes and schools and healthcare and welfare and aged care, and in so many other ways. We've contributed to the social capital. People appreciate that, but they're also deeply ashamed or surprised, shocked by some of the things that have been revealed lately. We have to be entirely, completely repentant about that, determined to do better, and then we'll be able to build on that great record and help renew the social capital in this country.
The church also used to have strong traditions and speak out a lot in Australia on things like the dignity of work. Are they the sorts of arguments that you want to get involved in again?
I think certainly the church has a great contribution to make in its whole area of its social teaching. That is about things like work, the economy, the basis of family life by giving people security in their income, and certainly the Catholic Church will continue to speak on those topics very clearly.
So as you look at Australian society at the moment, where are the areas where you'd like to make a contribution? What would you like to speak on?
I think right at the moment, clearly we need voices for calm and voices for friendship in the face of the divisions that are emerging on the TV at the moment. I think the Catholic Church, perhaps better than any other institution in this world, because it's so multinational, shows how people from every background can be friends, can live together. And I think this country, Australia, perhaps better than any country in the world, shows how we can have neighbours, workmates, friends from every culture and background. And we coexist. We don't just coexist. We're friends. We work together. We have common projects. Well, right now, with the divisions in our world and what we've been seeing the last few days, I think it's time that for the churches to be able to say, and certainly the Catholic Church to say, we want to continue to be friends. We want to continue to be neighbours to each other and to not just coexist but work together for a better Australia.
And finally then, is there anything concrete that you can do with Islamic leaders to show that Australia is a united community across its faiths as well as across the community?
I'm hoping today, after the different Islamic leaders have had their prayers, to have meetings with some of them and to look at what we can do together to bring calm and peace in this situation.
Anthony Fisher, thank you.
Good to talk to you. God bless you.
The newly appointed Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher.